大家打开诗篇第八篇。
Please open your Bibles to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇，我们要跟大家思想神的伟大。
Psalm 8, and we will be looking together with all the majesty of God.
诗篇第八篇第一节说：耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经心海道的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Psalm 8. O Lord, our LordHow majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to steal the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord,How majestic is your name in all the earth.
我们每一个主日来到教会，我们的目的就是要敬拜神。
Every Lord's Day we come to church with the aim of worshiping God.
但是很多教会，今天的教会来到敬拜的时候，大家都很讲究音乐。
But many churches, when they gather for worship today, they pay a lot of attention to the music.
他们讲究气氛。
And they talk about the atmosphere.
他们讲究灯光，讲究感觉。
And they focus on the lighting and the experience.
很注重那个大家又唱啊，又跳啊，又举手顿足啦，身体摇摆。
And they sing and they jump and they raise their hands and they swing their bodies.
好像大型的演唱会。
It's just like a mega concert.
大家的感觉非常好。
Everybody feels good.
但是我们要知道圣经中的敬拜是怎么样的敬拜。
But we want to know what sort of worship is the worship of the Bible.
主耶稣告诉我们，这百姓嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，将人的吩咐当作是教道理教导人，所拜我也是枉然的。
Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, yet their hearts are far from me, and they claim to worship, but in vain."
所以有一种敬拜，在教会里面的敬拜是枉然的敬拜。
So there is a type of worship in the church that is actually in vain.
一个真正的敬拜是你必须要看到圣经中神的伟大。神的荣耀，神的美丽，从心里面发出，这个才是敬拜。
True worship will come from the heart when one person actually can see from the Bible how majestic, how glorious, and how great is God.
就好像我们诗歌里面，特别是我们讲到神的荣耀的时候。
And in this psalm, we especially see God's glory.
在希伯来文里面，这个荣耀这个字是原文的意思是指重量。
In the original Hebrew, the word translated glory actually it literally means weight.
意思说你把神看得很重。
In other words, God is weighty.
你看到神很有价值。
And God is valuable.
你看到神很伟大，你很渴慕他。 你有从心里发出来的这种才是神所要的敬拜。
And when you see God's greatness, and because of that, you long for Him, and the kind of worship that stems from your heart becomes true worship.
在法国有一个很伟大的这个君王。
In France, there was a great king.
他叫做路易斯十四。
And he's called Louis XIV.
在欧洲里面执政，他是最久的皇帝。
And he was the longest reigning king in Europe.
而且他非常会享受。
And he knows how to enjoy life.
而且在他的皇宫里面呢，他应有尽有。
And he has all kinds of things in his palace.
在他的墙壁上面，这个皇宫的墙壁上都有很著名的名画。
On the walls of the palace are full of famous paintings.
他的家饰呢，都是用金啊、银啊来装饰。
And his furnishings are all made of gold and silver.
特别他喜欢喷水池。
And he loves fountains.
结果他在他的花园里面有1500个喷水池。
And he has 1500 fountains in his garden.
而且呢，他喜欢动物，所以他有一个私人动物园。
And he loves animals, so he has a private zoo.
他有10000个佣人来服侍他。
And 10,000 servants serve him.
而且呢，每天呢，他的医生、他的保姆都来检查他的健康。
And every day, his doctor and nanny will come to look after his health.
那么他自称自己是太阳神。
And he claims to be the god of the sun.
而且是世界上最伟大的人。
And he is the greatest man on earth.
结果这个最伟大的人死了。But
this greatest man died.
那么他在他的遗嘱里面，他也写得很清楚，当他死的时候，他的葬礼必须是最堂皇的。And
in his will, he specified that when he dies, his funeral must be the most grand.
而且呢，在他的葬礼里面呢，所有的灯光都不可以有，只有一根蜡烛在中间，就代表他是唯一最伟大的君王。
And his will specifies that there must be no other light but his own on that is on his coffin, because that will represent that he is the greatest king.
那么在他葬礼的时候，牧师就站起来举行这个葬礼。
And in his funeral, the pastor stood up and delivered his speech.
结果这个牧师做了一件事情。
And the pastor did one thing.
他伸手 把那个蜡烛熄灭了。
He stretched forth his hand and he snapped out the candle.
结果大家都非常惊讶，为什么他这样做？
And everybody was shocked. Why did he do that?
然后他讲一句话。
And he said one thing.
只有神才是伟大的。
God alone is great.
所以今天我们要让大家来看，从这个诗篇里面看，神是伟大荣耀的神。
And today we want to see from this Psalm that God is the great God.
你看你的诗篇第八篇第一节跟第九节呢是同样一句话。
And if you look at your Bible, verses 1 and 9 are the same.
他说耶和华是我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。第九节，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And again in verse 9, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
所以这个在我们的中文圣经里翻译何其美，这个美字呢，其实是指何其的庄严庄重。
And it actually carries the meaning or the nuance of how elegant it is.
在我们的这句话里面呢， 它的原文的意思呢，不过包括了尊贵，包括了这个崇高，包括了庄严，包括了荣耀，包括了荣美，意思说它有帝王般的尊严跟尊贵。
But in the Hebrew, it actually carries multiple meanings of elegance, loftiness, grandeur, glory, beauty, and royal magnificence.
他说我们的主呢是何等的美丽、伟大、荣耀、尊贵、庄严等等。
And our Lord is elegant and lofty and grandiose and glorious, etc., etc.
所以我们在圣经里面给我们看到我们的主呢是名为奇妙的测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
Indeed, the Bible tells us that his name or God's name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
今天我们 有时候我们碰到一些问题，我们把我们的问题越看越大越看越大，但是我们的问题是我们的问题大呢还是神大？
Today, when we are faced with a difficulty, sometimes we look upon the difficulty and it seems to grow bigger and bigger. But the real issue is God greater or is the problem greater?
我们的神是何等奇妙的神。
Our God is a wonderful God.
我们的神是测试，他是全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And he is a wonderful counselor, the mighty God.The everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚这么说，他说：“谁能测度耶和华的心呢？或做他的谋士指教他呢？”
Isaiah tells us, "Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him?"
所以神是完全超越我们的。
God surpasses us.
所以他也是以赛亚说，耶和华说：“我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。我天如何？”高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路。
That's why in Isaiah it is God says, "My ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts."
所以保罗说，谁能够深哉？这个保罗这么讲，他说深哉神的丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的脚中何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做他的谋士呢
？Therefore, Paul wrote in Romans.Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord or who has been his counselor?
所以我们在今天我们的主题就是要看神的名是何其的美。
So the theme of today's sermon is how majestic is God's name.
所以我们要是看到神的名是何其的尊严。
So we want to look at how elegant is God's name.
何其的崇高。
How lofty is it.
何其的庄严。
How grandeur is it.
何其的荣耀。
How glorious.
何其的荣美。
And how beautiful.
神的名呢，好像帝王般的尊严跟尊贵。
And God's name indeed carries with it royal magnificence.
请大家看你的圣经，我们第一句话，第一节说，耶和华。我们的主在英文圣经里面是翻译成 Lord our Lord， 前面是大写，后面是小写。
And look at your Bibles, it is written in verse 1, O Lord our Lord, and notice that the first Lord is all in capitals.
所以第一句话大写的 Lord 的意思就是我们华文圣经，它是意思是耶和华的名字，这个名字叫做自有拥有的神。
And Lord in capital is used to translate the Hebrew Yahweh, which represents the one, the God who existed from everlasting to everlasting.
而且这个耶和华呢，是我的主人。
And this Yahweh is our Lord.
所以我们要注意到我的主人是谁呢？我的主人是那个是自有拥有 all sufficient God.
And our Lord is the all-sufficient God.
神的名字有很多个。
There are many God of names of God in the Bible.
有时候翻译成 Elohim 就是守约的神。
And there is Elohim, which means the covenant-keeping God.
有些时候翻译成 El Shaddai, 就是说神的这个大能者。
And he has also been called El Shaddai or God Almighty.
有时候翻译成耶和华以勒，就是说神必预备。
And sometimes it's translated Yahweh Jireh, which means God shall provide.
有时候翻译成耶和华沙龙，意思说神有平安。
And Yahweh Shalom, which means that he is the God of peace.
但是在这里他形容神是自有拥有、自有生命的神。
But yet here is describing the God who is from everlasting to everlasting and the one who is sufficient on his or in himself.
所以他说耶和华是我的主人，他的名在全地何其的美。
And Yahweh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
不但是全地，而且他说你将你的荣耀彰显于天，这个天是复数的。
And not just in all the earth, but also God has set His glory above the heavens in plural.
所以这个天呢是哈小玛尼，意思是说这个是全天所有的天的意思。
And the original Hebrew Hashamayim, translated in the plural heavens, means all of the heavens out there.
所以在这里我们看到神他的荣耀充满天，充满地。
So we see that God's glory has filled the earth and filled the heavens.
但是我不要你忽略了这一个字，他说这一位伟大的神是我的。
But please do not just miss that word, because this great Yahweh is mine.
所以他说耶和华我们的主。
Yahweh, our Lord.
所以神的伟大跟我们有直接的关系。
So God's majesty is directly related to us.
所以这段经文里面我要给大家看到神跟人之间的关系。
So from this passage, I want to show all of us the relationship between God and man.
所以在这边他说耶和华我的主啊，你的名在何全地何其的美。然后在第二节他说因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和赤奶的口中建立能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Verse 2. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes to steal the enemy and the avenger.
在这段圣经里面我要给你看到神的四方面的荣耀。
And from this passage, I want to show all of us the four the areas of God's glory.
第一呢，我要给你看到神在无助的人身上的荣耀。
Firstly, I want us to see God's glory displayed in the strengthless man.
第一，你看到这第二节说，神从婴孩跟赤奶的口中建立能力。
Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength.
这个讲到婴孩的时候呢，不是指普通的婴孩，是赤奶刚刚出生还在赤奶的婴孩。婴孩是完全没有能力保护自己，是需要父母其他的人去保护他的。
And babies and infants is not just referring to small children, but it's referring to a newborn. Those newborn babes who are still feeding on milkThat is totally helpless and requires protection.
所以你会看到这边在这段圣经里面有很多的对比。
And you'll realize in this passage there are many, many contrasts and parallels.
你看到这里他讲天跟地。
We see the heavens and the earth.
然后你看到这里讲到这个神的荣耀彰显于天的时候呢，他却提到一个婴孩完全不能够自我保护的婴孩。
And when God's majesty and glory is above the heavens, yet the psalmist writes about the mouth of babies and infants who totally cannot protect themselves.
神用一个不能够照顾自己的婴孩，用婴孩的口去制服神的敌人。
And God used strengthless babies who cannot protect themselves, but using the mouth of babies,He actually steals the enemy and the foes.
当我们讲到神的敌人的时候，自然就想到撒旦魔鬼，他的能力很大，但是神用一个赤奶的婴孩的口中就能够制服这个敌人。
And when we think about God's enemy, naturally we think of Satan, the devil, who is powerful, but yet God is able to steal this enemy.Through the mouth of a baby who is still feeding on milk.
这段圣经是一个诗篇，诗篇的作者就是大卫。
This passage of the Bible is a psalm, and the author was David.
那么大卫在想到哪一个婴儿能够制服神的这敌人呢？
So who could David be thinking of, the baby who can steal God's enemy?
自然的会想到摩西。
Naturally, he should be thinking of Moses.
因为摩西的时代呢，法老王在埃及的法老王是世界上最强大的王，他的军队是最强大的军队。
Because in Moses' time, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, was the most powerful king on earth, and the Egyptian army was the most powerful army on earth.
撒旦借助法老王要消灭整个以色列人。
And Satan wanted to destroy Israel through the hands of Pharaoh.
结果他下令杀掉所有的男婴。
And the command was given to kill all baby boys.
结果摩西的母亲生了摩西，赶快放在河里面让他飘走，因为不要被杀。
And after Moses' mother gave birth to him, she put him in the river and he was floating down the river so that he would not be killed.
结果神就用这个婴孩呢，将来起来对抗这个埃及，甚至把整个埃及的军队呢都毁灭在红海里面。
And God used this baby who would eventually go against Pharaoh and would lead the Israelites out and have the Egyptian army, the entire Egyptian army destroyed in the Red Sea.
所以我们看到我们的神是一个从婴孩和赤奶中一个没有能力，一个最脆弱的一个婴孩当中，他给他能力，能够制服敌人，使他们哑口无言。
And we see, therefore, that God can use a baby and use this baby to actually steal the enemy and the avenger.
所以你会发现，我们的神是一位怎么样的神？
So what kind of God are we worshipping?
他能够用非常脆弱、非常软弱、非常无助的人，能成就他的所做的事情。
He can use weak people, strengthless people, to establish his will.
所以我们看到主常常用谦卑的人，常常用那些被人弃绝的人，甚至孤儿、寡妇，神都用。
And we realize that God often uses those without strength, those who are weak, those who are forsaken, even widows and orphans, God will use.
就好像旧约里面神拣选以色列人是因为他们人多吗？不是的，是因为他们人数在万民中是最少的。
And the Old Testament tells us that God chose Israel not because they were more in number, but simply because they were the fewest of all peoples.
所以神拣选以色列，因为他们是最脆弱的那一环。
And God chose Israel because they were the weakest of the lot.
神拣选以扫也是这样。以扫说：“我不是以色列中支派中最小的便雅悯人吗？在便雅悯的支派中，我们不是最小的家？”神就要拣选那个最小、最被人忽略的那个。
And when God chose Saul as king, Saul answered, Am I not a Benjamite from the least of the tribes of Israel? And is not my clan the humblest of all the clans of the tribe of Benjamin? But yet, God chose the weakest of them all to be the king.
所以神告诉撒母耳，他说，神对耶和华对撒母耳说，我不是看外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，我拣选耶和华看人呢，不是像人看人，耶和华人看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
And when God spoke to Samuel, he said, Do not look on his appearance, on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.
神拣选以色列人，神拣选以扫，甚至神拣选基督徒，也是同样的道理。
God chose Israel, God chose Saul, and it is by the same principle that God chooses Christians.
你看哥林多前书一章二十七节，保罗说到，神拣选世上愚拙的，神拣选世上软弱的，神拣选世上卑贱的，被人这个厌弃的，以及无有的，为要废掉有的，要使一切有血气的，在神面前一个都不能够自夸。
1 Corinthians 1:27, God chose what is foolish, He chose what is weak, and He chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God.
所以当我们认为我们是基督徒，神拣选我们的时候，我们其实没有什么可夸的，因为 仔细想起来，我就是那个最糟糕的，我就是那个最软弱的，我的最就是那个被厌弃的，就是这样神才拣选我。或许你比较尊贵，我不知道。不过我想，基本上我们是这样的人，神才拣选我们。
And as we ponder over how God chose us as Christians, we want to know that I am the one who is foolish, who is weak, who is low and despised. Maybe you are better than me, I do not know, but I am as this description here says.
所以我们基督徒其实没有自夸的，我们都是神的怜悯才能够得拣选，才能够得救。
And Christians have nothing to boast in themselves. It is all because of God's mercy and God's election that we are saved.
诗篇告诉我们，神不喜悦马的力大，不喜悦人的腿快，耶和华所喜爱的就是敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人。
And another psalm tells us that God's delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love.
撒迦利亚书四章六节说，哦，不是依靠势力，不是依靠能才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Zechariah 4:6, God said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
所以我们每一个人都需要在神面前谦卑。
Therefore, everyone needs to humble himself before God.
好像彼得前书五章五节说，我们年幼的要顺服年长的，你们众人也要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Just as 1 Peter 5:5 tells us, likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你会发现到神喜欢拣选，好像婴孩，不但是婴孩，是赤奶的婴孩，口中建立能力。如果我们软弱，我们感觉到自己无能力，你来到神面前谦卑自己，神就要拣选你，神就要用你来成就他的事情。
So we realize that God chooses those who are weak. He chooses babies and infants. And when you feel weak and helpless, what you need to do is to come before God and be humble before Him, and He will use you to establish His will.
所以耶和华我们的主，他的名是何等何其的美。因为他在婴孩的和赤奶的口中得胜他的敌人。
And Yahweh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, because out of the mouth of babies and infants, you will be victorious over your foes.
第二呢，我们不单是看到神的荣耀彰显在无助的人身上，我们也看到神的荣耀彰显在泥作的人身上。
And not only do we see God's glory displayed in strengthless men, we also, secondly, see God's glory displayed in the sons of dust.
请你看第四节，或者我们看第三节。我观看你指头所造的天，并且所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。
Verse 3, when I looked at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
所以这里你看到神创造的宇宙万物是何等的荣美，何等的伟大。但是当你想到这种何等的伟大的时候，神怎么会想到一个人，而且这个人是尘土造的？
And when we consider the universe and all the things in it, it is such a great expanse. And when we start thinking about man, and we will realize how small man is in comparison to the universe, and on top of that, man is but made of dust.
所以人是算什么？神竟然眷顾他，竟然顾念他。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
所以你看到这边讲到世人，这个世人通常一般是讲到用的字就是指亚当，亚当的意思就是尘土。他是说 Ben Adam， 意思是说神，这个亚当的儿子，或者可以翻译成尘土的儿子。
And it's talking about man over here. Man means Adam. Adam means dust. And the son of man or the son of Adam would mean the son of dust.
所以你看到他是尘土, 这个 son of dust, 意思说尘土的儿子有什么特别? 神竟然眷顾他。
So the son of dust, why is he so special? Yet God cares for him.
所以神在整个世界里面，就算神想念人的话呢， 整个世界有60亿的人口， 神却想念到你。
And can you imagine that in the population of the world of 6 billion, God actually cares for you?
所以这个他说你尽顾念就是mindful，意思他想到你。
And God is mindful of this person. God is thinking about you.
而且他眷顾他，眷顾你。
And God cares for you.
所以这个眷顾的意思是他在渴慕，他在寻找，他在想要照顾你。
And in fact, it would be saying that God is thirsting, God is seeking, and God wants to take care of you.
而且呢，他说人算什么？你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor.
所以在这边你会注意到，神不但是创造这个世人，甚至他把神的荣耀、神的这个形象给了人。
So not only did God create man and care for him, and also God gave him glory and God actually gave man his image.
你看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
他说你叫他比天使微小一点。
Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings.
所以华文圣经说这天使旁边有个小字或作神， 在英文圣经它翻译成天上的形体。 其实这个字本来的意思呢， 在希伯来文里面呢， 是指 Elohim， 就是指神的意思。
And verse 5, the heavenly beings actually could also be translated God, because in the Hebrew it is the word Elohim.
而且这个 Elohim 就是神起初神创造世人就是这个字。
And when God first created man, the word Elohim was used.
这是什么意思？你叫他比神微小一点，其实这个字呢，它的原本的意思是指天上的灵体的意思。
And so what does it mean by a little lower than Elohim? Elohim could also mean all the spiritual beings in heaven.
旧约里面常常形容天使为 Elohim， 不但是神被称为 Elohim， 天使甚至圣徒也被称为 Elohim.
And in the Old Testament, the word Elohim is also used to refer to angels and sometimes to saints.
而且你看诗篇第82篇第6节，他说：“我曾说你是神 Elohim， 是至高神的儿子。”
And Psalm 82 is written, "I said you are God Elohim, the original Hebrew, sons of the Most High, all of you."
意思说你们不是指一个，是你们都是神。意思说你们都是属于天上的这个神。意思这个 Elohim 的意思呢，在这里呢形容是 天上属灵的形体，但是呢，在希伯来书里面，同样一个字，在这个七十一世译本里面翻译的时候，把它翻译成天使。所以希伯来书2章第7节说：“你叫他比天使微小一点。”
In Psalm 82, the word Elohim is in the plural, talking about all of you are the sons of God, and all of you are God's. So we also see in Hebrews 2:7, which is actually a translation of the Septuagint, that you made him for a little while lower than the angels. So the word Elohim can refer to angels or to God or just the heavenly beings or the spiritual things in heaven.
基本上很简单，神的荣耀非常的大。为什么呢？他从婴孩当中，他都能够得胜，而且呢，他用泥土做的人，他也时可以使他得胜。
And basically, all these are pointing to the glory of God as displayed firstly in the strengthless men like babies, and secondly in the sons of dust, men.
所以在第四节说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。而且呢，你什么呢？你叫他比天使微小一点，然后呢，并赐给他荣耀尊贵与冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的万物，一切牛羊、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。
What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
如果你看出来这个创世纪的时候，神创造人的时候，他说我要创造人有我的形象。那么我的形象，我管理世界，所以我也要他管理世界。
And if you look at Genesis 1, you will realize that when God created man, God said, "Let us make man in our image." And because God has dominion over all things, so creation in the image of God means that God gave dominion to man over all things.
虽然他是尘土做的，虽然他是尘土之子，但是他有神的形象，可以管理。神所造的一切。
Even though he is made of dust and he is the son of dust, but because man bears the image of God, God gave him this authority and dominion over all the things of the earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该胜过世界，我们要胜过我们周围的环境，我们要胜过一切的苦难，因为我们有神的形象。
So brothers and sisters, we need to overcome our surroundings and.We have to do this and all circumstances we need to overcome because we bear the image of God.
当然当神创造的时候除了万物牛羊野兽空中海里都是他的环境所以我们应该胜过我们的环境不管你遇到什么困难不管你遇到什么事情你有神的形象你必须要胜过你必须要管理它。
And having dominion overall the sheep and oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, referring to the environment around the person. So whatever difficulties that you might be facing, you must overcome them because you bear the image of God and you have dominion.
因为我们的神的名是何其的美。
Because our God, our Lord, how majestic is your name.
他是何其的荣耀。
And how glorious is he.
所以我们在这里看到神的荣耀彰显在无助的人身上也彰显在那泥土所做的人身上第三我们要看到那个神的荣耀也彰显在犯罪的人身上
So firstly we see God's glory displayed in strengthless men and then displayed in the sons of dust Now we see God's glory displayed in the sinful men
让我们来看第四节这一次
Let's look at verse 4 again
他说他是这里说人算什么你竟顾念他世人算什么你竟眷顾他
What is man that you are mindful of him and the son of man that you care for him
我们的第二点是指一般性的就是人跟世人这世人特别是亚当之子如果你按字义解释是亚当之子但是呢如果你仔细看第一个人算什么那个人字呢在希伯来文的意思呢是叫做他翻译他不是用人他不是用亚当他不是用 Adam 他是用 Enosh
In verse 4 there are two occurrences of the word translated here in English as man What is man and the son of man The second occurrence the son of man is in the Hebrew the son of Adam But the first occurrence man is not the original Hebrew word AdamBut it is the word Enosh.
所以他说人算什么？这个人特别很奇怪，他用这个字 Enosh 算什么 ？Enosh 也是一个人。这个人 Enosh 是谁呢？这个人就是赛特生的一个儿子，名叫做以诺。在创世纪四章二十六节说，那时候以诺出生的时候，人才求告耶和华。
And what is man that you are mindful of him? This man is in the Hebrew.Enosh, which was the name of a person in Genesis 4:26. He was the son of Seth, and when Seth had a son, he called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord.
我很好奇，这里他讲说人算什么，应该翻译成亚当算什么？你竟然故当亚当之子，这个很自然。但是他没有用亚当这个字，他用以诺士算什么？你竟顾念他，为什么要用以诺士呢？
It is interesting that in verse 4, it is not written what is Adam that you are mindful of him and the son of Adam that you care for him, but it is what is Enosh that you are mindful of him and the son of Adam that you care for him.
当然这里的人这个以诺士呢，不一定是指赛特的儿子以诺士，但是他是同一个名字，所以他用这个人名字代表全人类，什么意思呢？
And of course, the word what is man or what is Enosh may not necessarily refer to the son of Seth, but rather it is actually using the word Enosh to represent all of mankind. So why does the word Enosh represent all of mankind and what does it mean?
像为什么赛特生这个儿子之后呢，给他起名以诺士呢，然后人才求告耶和华，什么意思？
And why did Seth call his son Enosh, and at that same time people began to call upon the name of the Lord? What is the significance of all this?
所以我告诉你，以诺士这个名字的意思就是败坏的意思。
Let me tell you, the word Enosh actually means depraved.
所以这个字呢，意思说当赛特生了这个儿子，他应该是看到世人世界非常败坏，所以他说败坏了。
So, during Seth's time, after he gave birth to this son, he looked around him and he realized how depraved the whole world was. And that's why he called his son depraved or depravity. And it is at that time when there was full of depravity, people began to call upon the name of the Lord.
为什么以诺士是败坏的意思呢？
Why does Enosh mean depraved?
因为以诺士的名词叫以诺士，以种的动词呢，在耶利米书17:9出现过。他说人心比万物更诡诈，坏到极处，就是用那个字的动词 anosh 的意思来形容。所以以诺士的意思是坏到极处。
And Enosh is actually the noun form of the same Hebrew root word. But in Jeremiah 17:9, we see the same Hebrew root word in its verbal form, anash, which is translated as desperately sick.
所以在这边你看到以诺士这样，意思说人好像以诺士犯罪到极端的时候，神怎么办呢？神还是可以解决。
So when we come back to Psalm here and see what is Enosh that you are mindful of him, in other words, when man is totally depraved and desperately sick, God can still solve that problem.
就算人败坏到极处，神还有办法使他回转。
Even when man is desperately sick, God has a way to turn him around.
好像以赛亚书1:18说，你们来，我们来彼此辩论，你们的罪虽像朱红，必变雪白；虽红如丹颜。
Isaiah 1:18, the Lord says, "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool.
你看到吗？这个是非常惊讶的。就算人败坏到极处的时候，神也有办法使他回转，使他回改，使到他白如羊毛。
This is shocking. Do you not see? Even when man is depraved and desperately sick to the extreme, God has a way of bringing him around. Just like when the sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
所以神的名在全地何其的荣耀，何其的美。
That's why God's name is majestic in all the earth and His glory above the heavens.
所以他的名叫做奇妙测试，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
That's why His name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
所以神的道路超越我们的道路，神。 的意念超越我们的意念。
And indeed, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways.
不管人败坏到极处，神能够改变他。
Even when man is desperately sick, God can change him.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
所以我们看到这里，神的名是何其的荣耀。
So we see how glorious is God's name.
因为神的荣耀彰显在无助的人身上。
Because God's glory is displayed in strengthless men.
神的荣耀彰显在泥作的人身上。
His glory is displayed in the sons of dust.
而且神的荣耀呢彰显在犯罪的人身上。
And his glory is displayed in a sinful man.
最后呢我要给你看神的荣耀呢彰显在完全的人身上。
And finally, we want to see God's glory displayed in the Son of Man.
或许你在说，这里没有提到这个神怎么样拯救人，你只是提到一个字“以诺士”，就是那个字“人”算什么？但是后面有一个字“世人”，这个字呢，在原文的意思是指人子的意思。
And you might say that, how can we see this, thing here, because verse 4 says, what is Enosh, or what is the depraved, the reprobate that you are mindful of him? But in the second half of verse 4, and the Son of Man, that is actually a different word.
所以这个人子呢，在但以理书七章十三节里面提到，他说在夜间他看到一个人子，这个是指耶稣基督。
And the phrase Son of Man, we also see in the book of Daniel.When he saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. This person is referring to Jesus.
更加确定的是，在新约希伯来书引用这段经文的时候呢，他提到这个人子呢，他就很明显的说，这个人子就是耶稣。
And even more clearly, we see this in Hebrews when.This same verse is quoted in Hebrews. We see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus. So this is very clearly referring to Jesus.
请大家打开希伯来书看一看。
Please turn to Hebrews.
我要大家看看你的圣经。
I want you to look at your Bibles.
然后呢，你就很清楚知道你的圣经里面是提到这个人子就是耶稣基督。
And you will be clear that this is referring to Jesus.
你看希伯来书第二章第六节。
Hebrews 2:6.
你看第二章第六节，他说：“但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你眷顾他？你叫他比天使微小一点。”这里讲天使啊，然后赐他荣耀为冠冕，并且将你所手派。你所造的都派他管理，叫他万物都附在他脚下。既叫万物附在他脚下，就没有一样不是附在他脚下。只是如今我们还不见万物附在脚附都服他，唯独见那比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。因他。叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了十味，所以他这边强调这个人子就是耶稣。
Hebrews 2:6, it has been testified somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels, you have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control.At present, we do not yet see everything subjected to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. And we can see verse 9 emphasizes that this Son of Man who has been made little lower than the angels is none other than Jesus.
所以在这个解经家里面，在形容这篇诗篇为是弥赛亚的诗歌。
And many Bible commentators describe Psalm 8 as the Messiah's song.
如果你没有看到希伯来书形容他是耶稣，你就看不出这里是弥赛亚的诗歌。
If you do not know of what is written in Hebrews, you will not be able to see this as the Messiah's song.
但是希伯来书的作者受圣灵 的启示，告诉他这个诗篇里面这个是指着耶稣所讲的，所以我们就可以从这边看到他有启示，他有弥赛亚的成分，而且他也有这个救恩的成分在这里面。
But through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the author of Hebrews have seen that this Psalm 8 is referring to Jesus, and it is because of that, with this hindsight, we can say for certain that this is the Messiah's song.
因为在希伯来书里面讲到神要他管理世界，但是我们还没看到，但是在耶稣为我们钉死，然后呢复活，他就得胜世界，他就重新掌握世界，是他在他手里，他就是世界的主人。
Even though it has not come to pass that the world is in subjection to God, to Jesus, but yet in Hebrews it tells us that when Jesus died and when he was resurrected, he has victory over death and he has now regained that authority over all of this world.
让我们重新思想一下。
Let's think of this again.
在创世纪的时候，神要为他自己造人，然后给他们有他自己的形象，然后要他管理这个世界。
In Genesis, when God first created man, he created man in his own image, and he wanted man to fill the earth and to subdue it.
所以人是这个世界的主人。
So man is the owner of this world.
或者说神代替神来管理这个世界。
Or we can also say that he represents God to have dominion and subdue this world.
但是在圣经有起作的地方呢，发现圣经里面形容全世界都握在那个恶者的手下，或者是撒旦称为世界的王，或者世界的神。为什么有这件事情呢？
But yet, in elsewhere of the Bible, it is this, Satan has been described as the king of this world, or that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
所以这个世界本来是属于神的，是属于用人来管理，结果轮到这个魔鬼的手中，为什么呢？因为人犯了罪。
So the original intention was that the world belonged to God and it is to be managed by his servant man. But yet in the end, now the whole world lies in the power of Satan. Why? Because man sinned.
但是当主耶稣来到世间为我们钉死，然后为我们复活之后呢，世界的王就被赶出这个世界，他已经不在这个世界的王。
But after Jesus came and became a man and died on the cross for our sins, he has now actually cast out the ruler of this world, and Satan is no longer the king of this world.
所以约翰十二章三十一节说，现在这世界的是现在这世界受审判了，这世界的王要被赶出去，因为主钉十字架的时候呢，主就得胜了世界。
John 12:31 tells us, now judgment is upon this world. Now the ruler of this world shall be cast out. That is because when Jesus came and died and was resurrected, he has gained the victory over this world.
所以以弗所书一章二十一节说，耶稣基督呢，在耶稣基督身上呢所行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，就叫他坐在神的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的、一切有名的，不但今世，连来世。所以主耶稣再一次掌权，控制所有。
And Ephesians 1:20 tells us that in Christ, God worked when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named.Not only in this age, but also in the one to come, this signifies that because of Jesus' death and his resurrection, he has now regained control over all things.
第一个亚当失败了，第二个亚当成功了。
The first Adam failed, but the second Adam succeeded.
所以我们看到启示录，他说我们唱新歌，你配拿书卷，这个书卷就是这个地契，然后他揭开契印，然后呢他曾被杀的，用自己的血，用各族各方各民各国买了人来，叫他归于神，又叫他们成为国民做祭司，归于神，并且在地上 执掌王权，就是说神主耶稣在地上执掌王权，跟随他的人也跟着他执掌王权，在世上掌控了世界。
Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll." This scroll refers to the title deed, and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Not only will Christ the King rule, but all those who belong to him shall be ruling or reigning with him.
虽然人犯罪了，
even though man sinned,
但是神通过他的耶稣，他的儿子耶稣基督，为我们钉死，为我们复活，再一次的掌控了世界的控制权。
But God, through his son Jesus, who died for us and who is resurrected for us,has now regained control and reign over the whole world.
我再说一遍，神没有失去世界，是人失去世界，但是主耶稣为我们再拿回这个世界来。
Let me say this again. God did not lose the world. It was man who lost the world. But yet, God has redeemed the world through Jesus for the sake of man.
所以我们看到神的荣耀怎么样彰显出来呢？他说耶和华的名是何等的，在全地何其的美。
And now we realize how is God's name majestic and how is his glory displayed in all the earth.
是在婴孩跟赤奶的口中，所以在最无助的人手中，神彰显他的荣耀。
Out of the mouth of babies and infants or in strengthless men.
不但是在婴孩，甚至在一般的人、脆弱的人当中，神创造泥土做的人，他能够得到荣耀。
And not just through babies and infants, but through the general, people, mankind as a whole, men who were sons of dust.
就算人犯罪了，神也能够在他这个犯罪的人身上彰显他的荣耀，把他们带回来。
And even though men have sinned, yet God's glory can be displayed. Displayed in sinful men by God causing them to return.
那么最后呢，神在耶稣基督的身上彰显出他完全的荣耀，把整个人类呢再一次带回到神面前，把整个世界再一次带回到神的面前。
And finally, God's glory displayed in the Son of Man, referring to Jesus, because once again God has redeemed the whole world.For the sake of his glory.
所以神的名是何其美。
So how majestic is God's name?
他的何其的尊贵，何其的崇高，何其的庄严，何其的荣耀，何其的荣美，是帝王般的尊严跟尊贵。
It's elegant, it is lofty, there is grandeur and glory and beauty and full of royal magnificence.
所以我们向以赛亚说，他的名为奇事。奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君。
And we can now echo the words of Isaiah to call God Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
就好我们就跟以赛亚一样说，谁能测度耶和华的心，做他的谋士，指教他呢？
And we can now say together with Isaiah, Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor,Has informed him.
我们可以跟保罗一起说，深哉神的丰盛智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的脚踪，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁能做他的谋士呢？
And we can say with Paul, Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways.
所以我们可以来敬拜他。
Therefore we can worship him.
所以在这边我们看到神的荣耀。
So we see God's glory.
但是同时你有没有注意到我们的神，这个 提到是神爱我们，这整个诗篇都是神的荣耀彰显在人当中。所以我们的神他跟我们有特别的关系，他爱护我们，眷顾我们，看顾我们。
But do not miss the fact that this glorious God is our Lord.And this whole psalm is talking about how God's glory is displayed through men, how much He loves us and mindful of us and caring for us.
如果你感觉到脆弱、软弱，我感谢主，因为你在神面前懂得谦卑，主就能够使用你。
If you feel weak and humble, I am thankful to God because of that. Because if you know how to humble yourself before God, He will use you.
除非你懂得谦卑，神不能用你。
Unless you know humility, God will not use you.
因为他用最软弱的器皿来成就他的旨意。
Because He uses those who are weak to establish His will.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together. Father, indeed, how unsearchable are your judgments and how inscrutable your ways.For who has known your mind and who has been your counselor? Truly, O Lord, your name is majestic in all the earth, and yet you are mindful of us, sinful and depraved men. Indeed, Lord, help us not to be proud and haughty before you, but that we will humble ourselves, knowing how great you are, and that we willcome before you, acknowledging your greatness and our lowliness, our depravity. Help us, Lord, so that through our weakness, may your strength and your glory be shown to us in Jesus' name. Amen.